com.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson, and a cold and chilly one it is up here in northern Jefferson this morning. Hope everybody out there in Radioland is doing good and getting ramped up for the holidays, and everybody's getting that good holiday spirit and Christmas cheer or Hanukkah cheer or Kwanzaa cheer or whatever it is that you particularly cotton to around this time of the year. I hope you're ready for it and really looking forward to it. I don't know, it's the first Christmas that I've felt festive for some time, I think. It's always good to get in the spirit, but I actually feel like there's something to look forward to next year, that things may be getting better and looking up, and some things may be changing and going the way that they need, and just, you know, that a lot of the hard work and different things that are going to pay off. You know how you should be feeling about this time of the year. You've sown your seeds, you've harvested your crop, and you got your food down in the root cellar. It's ready to hibernate with the old lady under a blanket in front of the fireplace and enjoy the fruits of the labor and look forward to a better new year. And I think it's the first time in a while that I feel that way. So I hope everybody else out there is feeling that way and enjoying it. We got ourselves a nice good frost and hopefully some more weather coming in, bringing some precipitation with it. Unfortunately, Wynn Carpenter will not be here for the first segment. We'll introduce him when he gets here in just a minute for the other one. And we've got some good stuff to talk about today as we wait for the new president to be seated. We're watching the the screaming and the temper tantrums out of certain people in Southern California, including our elected politicians. And, excuse me. It's kind of interesting. It's teaching us a lesson, because in essence, the argument that a lot of our politicians are making about the election of Donald Trump is the same election that we have been making, that it no longer meets with their ends. The government and the ideals of government are no longer conducive, and for the same people that have been telling us for three years that you can't do this. Our elected officials have been ignoring us, that, there's no redress of grievance. When you have a problem with government, just deal with it. And then we have people amongst the public that have, you know, told us that we're everything from ignorant to arrogant to treasonous to traitorous to all of these different things, that are now the same people running around with their hair on fire talking about pulling California out of the union. It's kind of an entertaining turn of events in a lot of ways, now that the shoe is on the other foot. And I would like to say I think the behavior of the state of Jefferson has been far and away above par compared to those of the CalExit and the other people, some of the different things. And I am still waiting for our friends in Keep It California to appear and begin to fight CalExit, because as we know, they want to keep it California. You can't exist without California's Californian. How could California ever make it without the United States money? And we've got to keep it California. Anybody wonder why they haven't shown up to resist the calls for secession from the United States of America? I'm kind of curious where they are. I bet we see them after the first of the year, after the holidays are over. You know, maybe they're taking the holidays off. Well, you gotta wonder about that. And things keep getting better and better in California, and you're going to start to see some of the pattern of what's going on. And Wynn and I will be discussing that, and some of the things how they think they've maybe found a way out of some of the problems that they created, and how to lay blame in some different directions. You know, the state auditors reporting, hey, we think the state may be up to $1.2 trillion in the red. We're not actually overfunded in the budget at all, which is something we've been trying to talk to people about and tell people about for some time. And then you have things like the, I guess we'll call them Republican because I don't have anything else better to call them this morning, elected Republican officials in California who have finally found a way to become completely irrelevant in California. You know, during the last election cycle, they were almost completely irrelevant. Now, with the Democratic supermajority, they absolutely are completely irrelevant. So it's kind of interesting to see some of the videos and the comments that I've made there that they've that are those elected officials have made, and how they're going to do this and how they're going to do that. Buddy, you ain't going to do jack. You've got a Democratic supermajority. You got a bunch of lunatics loose in the Capitol. None of you guys have the testicular fortitude to stand up against it and do anything about it. You don't even have the balls to sponsor a resolution to try and fix it for the people you represent. So don't run some YouTube video about, oh, we know we've got uphill challenges, and you know, we hoped that we were going to come together this session. No, you didn't. You know damn well that they're not going to come together. They're going to run roughshod over you. And your entire plan to remain relevant in the state of California and defend the people that elected you is to whine about how there's nothing that you can do about it. But you won't stand up to do anything different. So, yeah, it's been kind of interesting to watch that out of our representatives and the sniveling. And they could basically go home for the next 2 years and nobody in Sacramento would notice. Nothing would change because of their presence there. Everything that's going to happen is going to happen regardless of what they do, what they say, what they sponsor. Oh, but, you know, maybe if they reach across the aisle, the Democratic supermajority might throw them a scrap off the table. Why? Because they find it funny? They don't owe you anything. They don't have to give you anything. They're not going to give you anything. They're not going to negotiate with you. They didn't now. Nonsense. And then to sit back and run these videos of, oh, woe is me and woe is us and the poor Republicans standing against the people. Really? You're not standing against Jack. So it's, one of the things that we want to talk about, and some of the things that are coming and some of the things that are going on, and you're starting to hear the ramped up rhetoric out of CalExit, out of the bishops of the Catholic Church, certain mayors and sanctuary cities, their police chiefs, their police captains, you know, the drafting of resolutions to resist immigration and federal law and all of these different things that are going on that we'll be talking about when we come back. And also a couple of fairly important anniversaries for the state of California that just came and passed. But we'll talk about that when we get to the other side of this. So we'll see you after the break. You guys have a good one.
We've got the right to change. know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back, Jeffersonians. I hope you guys are having a good day and a good morning out there, and we'll be welcoming Wynn Carpenter into the studio. How are we doing this morning, Wynn?
Running late. Sorry, I apologize wholeheartedly to that.
It happens. It is that time of the year. It's snuggle weather, as my wife calls it.
Yeah, that wasn't what it was. It's like, oh, crap, I'm late.
Yeah, you get the temperatures down, and you get the house cooled off. You get under this good pile of blankets. You don't want to come out.
I'll stay there. Well, I've been, for the last 5 nights, I've been working at the Victorian dinner through Enterprise High School. And they have a big dinner at the high school in the cafeteria, and the kids are all dressed in Victorian wear, and they have a complete show. Well, my daughter's in that, you know, doing the singing and whatnot, and so all the parents work in the kitchen. And for the last 5 nights, I've been dealing with figgy pudding. That's been my job.
Yeah, but that's the fun stuff. That's the good part of this time of year.
I wouldn't trade it for anything. It was awesome. It was a great experience. Met some great people there.
Right on.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good. We got Round Mountain Bob on the phone.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
how
Bob.
How are we doing there this morning, Rob and Wynn?
So far, so good.
Hey, I'm glad you hit on this thing of Cal Exit, and I happened to be in the shower when you were talking about most of it. But the other thing I'd really like you to hit on is, what's this new thing I just heard? Our County Board of Supervisors gave Southern California and the Frisco area more of our water because it has rained again. What are we going to do with a drought? I don't know if you people know about Lake Isabella, but they gave the farmers and stuff in Bakersfield and Fresno an allocation of water. And for the last 10 years, they haven't been able to open that lake up for fishing, and that used to be one of the best fishing holes in Central California. And here we spend all that money on a park and everything, and we can't even use it. And, you know, I don't know. Are they trying to do this with Shasta Lake? Do they want it to go below 100 foot of water in bad seasons? Do they want us to get down to where it's a canal, like in Lake Isabella? There just barely a canal runs that's 4 foot deep and 10 foot wide.
Well, to be honest, Bob, sometimes I wonder if they're out to get us on purpose or it's something worse than that, and they just flat don't care. And I think most of the time, it's the other one. They don't care if the lake's full or the lake's empty. They don't stop to think about it. It's irrelevant to them one way or the other. As long as they've got their swimming pools full, Westland Water's got water to sell at, you know, for hundreds of thousands of dollars to other people in other states. I don't think it really concerns them what our lake looks like one way or the other. I don't think they sit there and they go, oh yeah, drop her another 100 feet. I don't think they care. They'd pump it dry or leave it full as long as they got what they want.
You know, I don't understand it. This was put in so both Redding all the way down to Sacramento would not flood. But when winters were really bad, that's the reason this dam got put in, and they could use all this land, and now they're doing everything they can do to give it away. You know, I don't know if they're getting paid for it or if they're giving it away. I haven't heard that much of that, but maybe you know something, Rob, because you dig into a lot of that stuff. But,
no, it's actually a new one on me, but I'll certainly take a look into it. Is the county surrendering some of its water apportionment?
Yes. I forget how many more 100,000 gallons a year.
Yeah, I certainly will be looking into that, and thank you for bringing it to our attention.
You know, and I'm very glad you're talking about Cal Exit because, you know, I don't want to leave the United States of America. I believe in her. She is the strongest body of land in the world. And darn it, people better get behind her and keep her up. Otherwise, we're going to become China or some other country. And I'll tell you what, you believe in one of them other countries, go there and try and live and open your mouth and say and write and do what you do here in America and tell me how long you live.
Oh, well,
5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. How far could they go without a Starbucks?
Really?
Good luck. Yeah, good luck, Starbucks. And they don't even support our troops, Starbucks. I'd rather go to, what's the other one?
Dutch Bros.
Or somebody else who supports our troops.
And it's a good Christian company, too.
You know,
that's
yeah.
Right.
All right, fellas, keep up a good job. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks.
Well, behind every bad decision made by politicians is the act of them having their palms greased in some way.
Yeah.
So just kind of keep that in mind. Like, what are they getting for trading something that should be traded? So just always question that. Always ask them, and don't be afraid to ask them. Say, so what'd you get for doing that?
What are you getting out of it?
Yeah.
What's in it for you?
That's
because
right.
It's obviously not for us.
It's not for us.
Know, that's, you know, as Bob was asking about the lake, well, do they want to drop it another 100? They don't care. They don't care one way or the other. It's complete apathy towards us. It's complete to hell with those people. They don't even exist. We don't care. We'll take what we want. We'll tell them how to live. And we, frankly, don't give a damn what happens to them.
They're treating it like their own kingdom.
Yeah. We're their private playground. I mean, we live up here in the Sheriff of Nottingham's lands.
Yeah.
You know, where we're not allowed to take the sheriff's game or cut the sheriff's trees or, you know, it's ridiculous. And I think it's even more insidious. I don't think they even care enough about us to know anything about us to care that they're causing harm.
True.
It's we're insignificant. We don't matter. And, you know, as I was talking about earlier in the first segment, watching our quote-unquote elected politicians and the sniveling and the whining and the pandering and just the mewling of mouths from these people about, oh, well, maybe they'll give us something. Stand on your own damn two legs like a man and say something. Fight with them. Argue with them. What are they going to do? Run the Senate and the Assembly? They do that already. Have a supermajority? Not throw you scraps from the table? What are they going to do?
Be the little terrier and make some noise.
Make their lives miserable.
Make it miserable.
At
that's
least
right.
Have enough testicular fortitude to make their lives miserable.
That's right.
You know, you might be a Jack Russell Terrier right now, but latch on to one of their butt cheeks and just don't let go.
Exactly.
And, yeah. Anyways, we've got Mark Baird on the phone. How are we doing this morning, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Red. Hey, man. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Same
Merry
to you.
Christmas.
Yeah, I just called in for a second regarding the Calexa thing. The state of Jefferson is preparing its Declaration of Independence. And it's already written. I don't know that we're going to read it quite yet, but pretty soon that's going to be available for the public. And when you look at the California legislature, which is now a single-party system, under the rule of some of the worst legislative administrators I've ever seen in my life, liars and crooks almost to a man, it's time, guys. It's time for all of us now. It's time to move. Our time will never be any better than it is now. We have an administration in Washington which is going to appoint a favorable conservative to the Supreme Court. Our court case is going forward. It's time for all of the people in Jefferson to start making some noise. Go to the website, SOJ51. Let's get the 51sters up and running again. Let's get the phone calls going, the emails going. Let's get those donations going to the 501c4 for the lawsuit. You know, yeah, well, a famous guy once said, it is the summer soldier and the sunshine patriot that shrinks from the service of his country. And those who stand with us now deserve the thanks of men and women. Now is our time. It is winter. It's a tough time to be outside, but this is our time. We need to stand up. We need to get up. We need to start making noise, not talking about it, not going to endless meetings and talking about how we want to make noise. It's time for us to start calling five legislators a day, minimum. And if you can afford to send $2 to the C4 to fund our lawsuit, please do it. I just reviewed the last complaint. We think the complaints are finished now. I have to have a conference call with the attorneys, one more, so we can go through them. We ended up with 23 causes of action. The state of California is so remiss in its fiduciary responsibility to all the people of the state, even the legal residents. You know, the state of California does have some constitutional duty to the legal residents of this state as well. We've probably forgotten that. But they have been so remiss in their constitutional responsibility that our lawsuit almost can't fail. In fact, we have 24 distinct causes of action to describe how California has failed to represent the people of the entire state. We even have other parties joining in. The American Independent Party is joining in the lawsuit. Even the Green Party is talking about joining our lawsuit because they don't have representation either. No one has representation except the criminal cabal that runs Sacramento right now and their lobbyist buddies. The time has come for 51. Let's shut up and fight because it's time.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you guys later.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
And thank you for the phone call.
He's absolutely 110% correct.
Words I've been waiting on for a while.
Yes.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Well, he's right. It's time to make the calls. Calling the legislators. Go to the website, soj51.net website, and there's a spot on there where you can click on it, and it'll upload the information for you to get their numbers if you haven't done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy. And I'm telling you this from experience.
If for no better reason than to just make them SOBs miserable.
That's right.
just to get in there.
Part of our mission.
Get in their gears and grind them.
The thing is, when you call, you're going to talk to a staffer. You will not talk to the elected official. You'll be hard-pressed to even get to one of them. However, they have to record and document all the calls that come in. So what you do is you make that call, and you talk to their staffer and just remind them that we're still here, and do it nicely, be polite, send them whatever message you want to send them, but be professional and nice about it. Above all, we want to do that. Treat them the way you would want to be treated when you're answering the phone. Mm-hmm. And so you do that. And just go on to the next one. Just keep doing it.
And every once in a while, you get one that's curious.
You do.
And you get a chance to kind of get it out there. And you got to remember, in a lot of these cases, it's the staffers that are really running the show.
They're the one that's
telling their guy how to vote, how to think, what, you know, because
what the trend
they've
is.
Got so many different things coming at them. And they hear, hey, State of Jefferson. He looks at the staffer and goes, hey, what is that? What do I think about it?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
And if you get that opportunity to maybe get a staffer, go, hey, maybe it's something we ought to think about.
That's right. And a lot of those staffers live in the Jefferson Territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not living in Sacramento. They're living in El Dorado, Placer counties. They're living in the border counties, Yuba, Sutter counties. They're living there, even Colusa counties. A lot of them live in those counties that are actually Jefferson. So keep that in mind as well. You'd be talking to a brother and sister possibly. So don't, you know, brother and sister of Jefferson, I mean. But you just make sure that
be polite,
call them and talk to them. The fun thing is I've done all
– Point out they're completely irrelevant. And do it politely.
But politely. And the thing is I've called all 120 legislators a couple times in one day. I've done that. Because I wanted to make sure that it was possible, and it is. So if you're only going to do three, do three. Do three different ones a day. Or if you're on a real good mission, call your own legislators every single day. Make sure they are part of your call package. Call them daily because you want their staff to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to get to know your cause that you're fighting for and the support that you want to have from them for Jefferson. So do it daily. And it's real easy to do. It only takes a couple of minutes. You can do it over a cup of coffee and get it done. So and if you don't want to talk to somebody during the daytime, you can do it at night when they have their recorded machines on. So you can leave a message on their machines. So you don't actually have to speak to a person. You can call and leave a message, say, hey, I'm John Doe, Jane Doe. I live in X County and really would like your support, blah, blah, blah. Whatever message you want to leave, you can do that because then they have to document that they have recorded messages as well and what the content of those messages were. So do it either both ways or just do one way or the other, whatever works best for you and fits into your schedule. So that's Mark hit on a perfect thing to do, and it works well. And when we were doing it hard and fast last spring, it worked great. Now that we're firing back up again,
mm-hmm.
Make sure that we want to be the irritant that keeps on giving. So just keep on giving.
Well, we want to be fresh and ready to roll for the spring campaign.
There we go.
And, it's weird. We've actually been around long enough. We almost have a procedure now. We know that the holidays get quiet. It's kind of a time of contemplation of what now. Let's mm-hmm. get the packages ready. Let's get things ready to go.
Yep.
And it's going to be a busy year.
It's going to be very busy.
I think it's going to be by far our best year. Before we get too far into that, though, we probably better take our bottom of the hour break. There are things to talk about, and I kind of want to talk about how our state legislatures are showing us the way.
Yes.
They are. They're, okay, when there's something that you don't like, well, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't want to comply with that law, guess what? This is what you do. We're learning. So with that, we'll be talking about that when we get back on the other side.
Chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Every now and then you gotta take it on the chin, gotta turn the other cheek. But then there's times your own stubborn pride don't back down so easily. And you got no choice but to let your voice be heard and hold your ground. And that's the point that he'll get the point. And he'll probably back down. But if he bows up and steps across that line, you gotta whoop a man's ass sometime. Man, I'll be the first one here to call you crazy. If you let me catch you cussing at a kid or roughing up a lady, and God forbid that anybody mess with mine, man's ass sometimes.
About sums it up. Sometimes you just can't get through to certain people. Sometimes communication verbally breaks down and you got to start communicating another way. And I know that we've all been preconditioned and pre-programmed and pre-sponged and pre-washed and mollycoddled out of that concept, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, people. Anybody that says violence doesn't solve anything has never whipped a man's ass and seen exactly what it solves, because it does solve something. So, and Mark is exactly right in what he was talking about. It's time to get up and fight. And as we were talking about before we left the break, our legislature is helping to shine the light on how we do that, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't like federal government law. We're going to ignore it. We're going to draft legislation to resist it. We're going to not comply to the point of fighting in the streets over it. Hmm. Where have we heard that argument before? It sounds familiar to me.
They're taking plays out of our playbook.
Yeah. So now that the shoe's on the other foot, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Fair game. I'm pretty sure we could even make a legal footing that, hey, if they can do that, why can't we do that? If they can flat refuse to follow the law of the land, I can't reserve that right to myself as an individual citizen?
Well, I think we should withhold all of our tax money through our county agencies in the 21 counties just to hit them where it hurts.
Okay. Where are we going to find a county treasurer with the
intestinal fortitude to do it?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Hold tight. Hold fast, man. Hold fast.
Yeah, don't know.
So, something that we could look at, and some things have been kicked around, and I don't want to go too deep into it, but some ideas that have been caught up. And the, you want to hurt California?
Hit him in the pocketbook.
Hit him in the pocketbook.
That's right.
It's empty already.
It is.
It's
bleeding dry.
It's well, there's an audit that's come out that's saying, what are you guys talking about budget surplus? You're almost a trillion in the hole. You're over a trillion in the hole. And then you add in the unfunded liabilities. But here's what I think these people are going to do. I think they've been kicking the can and kicking the can, and they're going to kick the can until Trump gets into office. And then they're going to create this big old fight with Trump. He's going to cut off federal funding. The whole thing's going to dump in California, and they're going to go, it's his fault.
That's right.
I think that's absolutely the plan that's coming.
That is the plan.
Pass that buck, baby.
Yep. They're going to make him out to be the bad guy because that's part of their plan of what's going to happen. And guess what? He's not going to stand there and take that. He's going to require certain things to be done, protocol to be followed to really get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, from what I've seen, I don't think the guy's to be trifled with.
I don't think so.
I think that's kind of a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the things I've watched already, I was like, ooh.
Well, you know, he's a business owner, and he's run some business for quite a while, and he's been semi-successful.
I don't think he takes no for an answer.
I don't think he does either.
I don't think that happens. So it's going to be interesting, this contest that's going on. And again, we've always talked about this amicable separation between the state. And we've always sought that. We've always desired an amicable separation.
Yep.
But at some point, we need to start questioning whether that's possible. Because the North state and the South state have become so different. So it's not just a different of thought and culture. And it just – our concepts politically – socially, spiritually, are so anathema to each other that it is a peaceful reconciliation even possible at this point.
Don't know.
I mean, or is it just a...
Well, it's not the citizens that are like that. It's the government.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, because
some of those citizens.
Well,
they're the citizens that are electing this government.
Well, yeah, along the water. Yes. But you look at the valleys, you know, there are other farmers and ranchers out there that are in worse peril than we are.
The five or six of them that are left.
Well, still, they're in the worst peril than we are.
They've been hit hard down there in the valley.
Yes, they have. It's been brutal.
It's, you know, we used to feed the world.
Yeah.
And now we feed Sacramento.
Yeah, money.
More and more and more.
And that's all they're after is the money.
Yeah, and I'm so tired of the regulations and the laws and stuff that's driving people out.
Mm-hmm.
And the best we get out of our elected officials is I thought we were going to come together. Oh, woe is me. I want to grab the dude by the front of his jacket and shake him and be like, man, ball up.
Suck it up.
Buttercup. God, you cry anymore, you're going to strain your milk, buddy. Come on. It was so sad to me to watch that. And it was just like, wow. We got a phone call.
Got Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Good morning, Jan.
Guys, I have kind of a question and comment. All our legislators swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California. Do we have a legal, can we add that to the legal case? Obviously, they're not doing that.
That's probably one of the 23
actually,
issues.
Violation of your oath of office is a crime.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
I've taken it a couple times. Defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
I forget exactly how it is, but to me, they're not doing that.
You're right.
Well, you know, I'm sure the minute that we bring it to Kamala Harris's attention, she'll be all over it.
For whose attention?
Kamala Harris. She's our attorney general for the next month. And it looks like our new attorney general is going to be appointed by Governor Jerry Brown as Xavier Becerra. And he is going to be an enemy of the people, unlike any that you have seen for a long time.
Oh, cool. So one more thing to add into our...
Oh, this dude's bad.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, isn't Jefferson going to have any legislation that's passed go through a constitutional review of some sort? They pass legislation that is against the Constitution as well.
Correct. You're right.
What happened to the proposition that we just passed that all legislation, anything that comes out of our legislature will be under review for a minimum of 72 hours before it's being voted on? And they quickly wrote up within a couple of hours these four resolutions and voted on them. What happened to our 72 hours? They're already ignoring that law.
Anyway, thank you guys. You do a great job. And appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Jan. But she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
They are absolutely within their violation of their oath of office. Oh, poor me. Anyways, nothing worse than watching a grown man cry in his own beer. It just
they don't even drink beer.
But our state legislature passed, ramrodded through four new resolutions between the Senate and the Assembly, and they are to resist federal law, immigration policy, and then the other two goodies that they gave us is they're now establishing a taxpayer-funded fund for legal defense of illegal immigrants, and another taxpayer fund to provide extra training to public defenders in immigration law to defend illegal aliens against the federal government.
Like I said earlier, where are we going to find these 21 tax collectors that are going to stop sending Jefferson's money, Jefferson Territory money, to California, to Sacramento? Once we do that, they're not going to be able to afford those other four things you just mentioned.
I'm not sending them nothing. They ain't getting a dime out of me. I'm trying to figure out how I get around sales tax at this point. They ain't getting nothing out of me.
We'll just start debating at the stores and say, no, I'm only paying this price. This is the purchase price. I'm not paying the sales tax. Yeah. That's up to your business.
Here's your price. I'm taking 7.25% off of that. If you want to give it to California, go right ahead. I'm not doing it. Yeah, I think that's one of our strongest arguments is quit sending money.
Yeah.
Quit selling the rope to hang us with. And one of my favorite arguments that we've always heard, what would Jefferson do without California's money? What's California going to do without California's money?
What's California going to do without Jefferson's money?
Starve ever faster.
Yes.
And that's the starvation's happening.
It is.
It's going on in one way or the other. It's there. I don't, anybody that's not paying attention to the stone cold hard facts of we're broke, getting broker, and, we're just running around in denial in this state is...
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you at this point. If you don't get it by now, you're not gonna.
You're not going to.
So, it's bad.
It's very bad. Okay. Well, there are ways we can get things going, and if people want to support Jefferson in any way possible, and the biggest thing is what we're looking for is the funding for the legal field, if you will. We need to have money in our fund to make sure that we can pay for the legal services that we're getting. At this point, they haven't sent us a bill, and they've given us a couple hundred hours, at least pro bono, so far. And we haven't hit court yet. But as soon as we start doing that, there's going to be a lot of paperwork, the filing and the paperwork that all is generated through a legal case. That costs hard money right off the top. Whether the attorneys take a stipend or not is a different story, but they still have to pay for all of that. And so we
filing fees and all
of that stuff. That just costs – it's hard money. It costs hard money.
But so it's an investment.
That's what it does. That's exactly it.
The difference is if – you know what? Take your taxes, take your property taxes this year, and instead of sending it to the state of California, give it to the Jefferson Fund.
There you go.
You want to protest? Do you really want to stand up and fight? They can't put a tax lien on you for years anyways, and we know people that can help defend you against it. But you take your property taxes and give it to the state of Jefferson because it's an investment that will have a return on it. I was out yesterday getting our Christmas tree. We were out in the hills playing around, and I was with a guy that's a foreman at a heavy equipment shop. And we were talking about Jefferson. He's a big supporter, and, he was talking about his life and his career. And He's basically hit the ceiling of where he is as a foreman because he'll never be able – he would one day like to open his own heavy equipment shop where he works on stuff. And he goes, there's just not enough equipment out there anymore. There's not enough jobs and stuff for me to sustain myself as my own shop. And I said, well, what if we restore timber and all the equipment that goes with it? What if we restored mining and all the equipment that goes with it? Mm-hmm. What if we brought back agriculture full bore and all the equipment that goes with that? I said, do you think there'd be enough work for you to go around as a shop owner then? And he kind of thought about it, and he goes, yeah, me and probably a couple hundred other people. Yeah.
You think?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we'd need so much equipment, maybe our Caterpillar yard would be full again.
Right.
You know, between fire services and agriculture, mining and timber – I mean, just the support services for equipment operators and equipment mechanics and stuff alone would be jobs.
And think about the tax base generated from those.
Yeah, good paying jobs.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Yes.
So with that, we better get off to our last break because we are winding into our last couple of minutes, and we'll see you on the other side of this.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a storm on the horizon, and my adrenaline's running wild, but I got my brother standing next to me. praise the Lord and pass the ammo. Stars, stripes, and camo, there's a price to be paid to stay free. Rosary on my neck. I do this for my family and the colors I respect. Ain't forgotten that those cowards took the towers down. You can bet I ain't gonna hesitate to put them in the ground. Clutching on my rifle, ammo by my side. Clutching on my Bible, I do it for my pride. I'm trained to be fearless, I fear the unknown. Give my love to my family and I'll see them when I'm home.
Well, welcome back for the last couple of minutes for the State of Jefferson. And it is. It's time for scrap, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some good things on the horizon. I really think that the long night is broken, and we're seeing dawn. And I really think that sound over the other hill is the cavalry.
Yep.
I think it's on its way, but we got to stay dug in and ready for the last assault, and stay on it and get after these people. And you know, the fight that's brewing may even be bigger than what we expected. Unfortunately, it may not go the way that we had hoped with a peaceful reconciliation. But that's a choice that's no longer in our hands.
Correct.
If it was up to us, it would be handled amicably, peacefully, sit down and negotiate. But I don't think the other side feels the same way.
But we're doing it the right way. We're doing it legal, moral, an ethical
way.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be the other side that at this point responds with other means.
That's right.
But watching the actions and the reactions out of them and the things that they're up to, I do expect a different response out of them. I don't think there's going to be anything amicable about it. And I think we ought to be getting prepared for that eventuality, too.
There you go.
At the point that some of these idiots are talking, we may be on the line trying to defend the Union.
Yeah.
It's insanity what has gone on in the state. I mean, what in the hell happened?
But, you know, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Part of that is, again, like I was talking about earlier, is the legal fund that we need to make sure that we have enough money there to support ourselves to get through this court case. You can go onto soj51.net. And on that first page, it'll tell you the address, which is State of Jefferson Formation, or SOJ Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, 96073. And you can mail checks or money order to that location. And then we also, on that same web page, if you want, you can go up to the upper right-hand corner, and you can click on the PayPal account. And you can donate through PayPal. You can set up an account, and if you want to do a one-time deal or a reoccurring deal, you can, however you choose to do it. And it's all done from privacy of your home. And then the money comes into our account, and we make it a deposit, and it's all good. It's all clean, easy to do. So either way, it'd be appreciated. Or if you want to come to any one of our meetings throughout Jefferson, and you know, you can give your donation at that point and give it to the leadership of the respected counties and see what they're doing. Hear what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And it's also time for us to really start to reapply the pressure to our local government.
Absolutely.
They see what's going on. They have no more excuses. They have no more corners to hide in. They have no more whimpering, simpering, bow down YouTube videos to make about how bad it is. The question is you're going to fight or are you going to sit in the corner and cry about it?
There you go.
We'll see you next week.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks. One thing I know, no matter where I go, I keep my heart and soul in the boondocks.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming chief of staff says it's, quote, insane to suggest that Russian hacking influenced the outcome of the presidential election. Reince Priebus tells ABC TV's This Week program, quote, we won in an electoral landslide, that had nothing to do with the Russians. Meanwhile, Vice President Joe Biden says Democrats didn't show enough respect for working-class voters in last month's presidential election. He says, quote, we paid for it. Donald Trump's name will be on the credits when NBC reboots the Celebrity Apprentice TV show in January.
When Trump becomes the nation's chief executive next month, he'll also have the title of executive producer. The Celebrity Apprentice debuts on January 2nd with a new host, but Trump will still be listed on the credits. His continued stake in a TV series is yet another unusual aspect of the election of a businessman and reality star to the